what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to talk high school basketball. A lot going on right now, but we are getting down to the final 4 or 5 days before the kids are going to take that long break. Last night, Emory Sporting boys team suffering a tough loss to Uinta at home. Emory boys now 2-3. The Emory girls are 2-2. They haven't played yet this week, but that's going to change. They return to the court tomorrow night. On the road, they'll take on Salem Hills. It's been a tough go for this squad. They just haven't been able to get games in. How do you manage that as a head coach? We're going to talk about that and more right now with Coach Lynn Tuttle, who is joining us over the phone. And Coach, as always, it is a pleasure. I appreciate the time again today. Thank you.
You bet, Jordan.
Coach, it's really 4 games into the season for the Lady Spartans. And when you look at things, in the we got 2 games left before region play. You and I were just talking about this off the cuff. Many teams throughout the state have been able to reschedule games. And you and I had talked about the idea that the schedule was going to be a little bit more light. But I think when you get to this stage and you look at the fact that you've played 4, 2 left, and then it's region play, it kind of puts in perspective just how little time these girls have gotten on the floor.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, we've unfortunately lost 4 of our first home games at Spartan Center, and just conflict with rescheduling with the opposing teams that we're supposed to have just didn't work out. So, yeah, going into Christmas break, we will have only played, I believe, at 6 games. And like you and I visiting, what concerns me is the shape factor. It's tough to get in shape. In practice, it's tough to simulate game situations, and I think what the preseason, you know, if you can somehow swing 10 games going into region, you're in much better shape.
With all that being said, Coach, you did manage to add a game next week, and this is a great place to start, and then we can start recapping everything that's happened up to this point. But you get Pineview next week, so a contest tomorrow at Salem Hills, once again at Pineview. You guys don't have another home game until January 19th, so the girls are going to be battle tested on the road. You got a pretty tough road slate coming up.
Yeah, we do. Friday night, Salem Hills. I don't know a lot about them. They're a bigger school, they're 5A school. They've got a. I'm sure they've got some players. It's going to be pretty efficient. I don't know a lot about them. However, Pineview, same thing. I know they lost in the, I believe it was the championship last year, and just looking on Max Preps and stuff, they bring back 2 or 3 of their best players. So that'll be a good test for us. I expect Friday night to be a good test for us. And hopefully we can show up and play to our ability and see what happens.
Well, let's talk about the first 4 games up to this point, Coach, because it's been a very difficult schedule. So a win against Morgan, a win against Hurricane, but losses to Syracuse and Judge Memorial. So when you go back and you look over the first 4 games of the season, what stood out to you about your squad?
First game against Morgan, we played exceptional. They come out and pressed us. We've got some girls that can handle the ball well, and they're pretty calm and collect and can handle the press. And we shot the ball very well. We ended up winning that game pretty big. And then matching up with Syracuse the next day, I honestly believe we could have played our best ball game and probably would have still come out on the bottom end of that one. They had some exceptional players, extremely big players. I mean, one time they had 6'4", 6'2", and 6'2" on the floor. And typically, you try to encourage your team when you get against a bigger opposing team like that. You got to run them and get up and down the floor, but amazingly, they were as athletic as us and as quick as us. So it's difficult when you're undersized like that. And we did not shoot the ball well the following day in the same gym. However, Syracuse shot lights out, so they beat us pretty good. And then Judge, yeah, there's Sid Berry. If you know anything about the Judge team, they've got that Sid Berry girl, and she's honestly 80% of the team. Defensively, she's a force. Offensively, she's a force. I felt like we actually done a pretty good job on her other than the first quarter, and she ended up putting 35 points up on us. And that's what type of ball player she is. And then we met Hurricane, and I think they're down a little bit. We come out flat, but then we put 3 quarters together like we were capable of doing, and we come out on top of that one.
And in this game against Hurricane Tambor, he scores 22 points. Coach also grabs 8 boards, very active defensively. The whole team was. I think you had 3 girls, if I remember correctly, that finished with 4 steals. And so as this team starts to create an identity, have you noticed what that identity is going to be? Is it going to be on the defensive end of the floor, offensively? What is the identity of this team?
Well, defensively, I think we can be quick, and we're definitely athletic enough to cause some problems for the offensive side of things. Like you mentioned, we've got steals. We're going to try to move into some different, strategies moving forward with half-court traps and stuff, because we've got the athleticism to do it and the smarts to do it. Offensively, I mean, basketball, we're going to struggle a few nights, and we'll be opposite other nights, but we've got enough girls on the team that in the past they can step up and be scorers. So if we got 1 or 2 individuals struggling, I expect offensively we've got, you know, another 2 or 3 that can step in and kind of carry the load until everybody gets going. But I'm actually pretty pleased with the schedule we've got. Obviously Syracuse, we weren't supposed to get that one. Judge, we'd really like to have got one that's tough to play at their place, and we had a real good run, led them late in the third quarter, and then we kind of had a little lay down in the fourth, and they ended up winning us by 7 points there. But offensively, I think we'll be all right. Defensively, we're going to try some new strategies moving forward.
Again, Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans, our guest right now as we recap the early going of the season and preview what's ahead before the Christmas break. Coach, going back over Tambry's game against Hurricane when she scores 22 points, obviously this is a comfortable win for you guys, and you had just mentioned a moment ago that you believe that you have multiple girls that can carry the load, but is there more pressure on a player like Tambry, who is so unique and is a mismatch for most girls that she sees on the floor, especially in a man-to-man set, to kind of take over games offensively?
You know, there might be a little added pressure there. She handles it pretty well. Like you mentioned, if she most of the time she's playing F5, so as far as she's undersized with the defense on the defensive end playing against the opposing players. However, that creates a problem on the offense or on the opposing defensive side matching up with Tambry outside, because she can't step outside and knock down the outside shot. And if, you know, if they come out and approach her too closely, she can get by him. And also, if we have to use her down low on the block, she's actually got some skills down low and can score with her back against the basket. But added pressure, you know, these girls get along so well. They share the ball. It's fun and games for them. So the added pressure, I don't think, really bothers Tambry. Also, it's preseason. I'm sure there's going to be a little more come region play. But so far, I think they're all, Tambry and the other girls, are handling it very well.
You and I did have a talk about Addie at the beginning of the season and the extended role that she would have on this year's squad, and she's going to have the ball in her hands a little bit more, Coach. How have you assessed her play so far this year?
She's doing well. You know, Addie, I think she lost about half a year last year with the concussion protocol and never did come back very strong. But we're seeing what she's capable of. She can handle the ball, and where she really shines defensively. We can put them on the opposing point guard, and she will give them fits from tip-off till the end buzzer, because she is so active and has great hands defensively.
Coach, one aspect that I'm curious on, especially knowing that you guys have had so few games and they're spread so far apart, typically in the preseason, it's difficult to prepare for an opponent because you'll have 2-3 games a week. You utilize that practice time to the best you possibly can. With these games being a little bit more spread out, has it given you an opportunity to kind of break down the opponent and what you're going to see in the game, or is it still just a main focus on what you guys can do as a squad?
Well, a little bit of both. We do have more time to prepare for each team, and we try to get game film on them and look and see what we can try to take away from what they try to do. But, you know, we still just try to implement new things at times, and it seems like we got plenty of time to do that. But basically just go over what we, you know, want to emphasize and be good at. And it seems that, you know, it's tough to get in the gym and practice for 4 or 5 days in a row with no games. It gets a little monotonous and tedious, but I think the girls are responding well. And, yeah, we do have a little time to prepare for their upcoming teams, and we try to do the best we can preparing for them.
Yeah, I think you answered my next question, Coach. I was going to say, is the most difficult challenge for you right now to keep the girls interested, knowing that there are so few games?
It is. You know, the rewarding part of basketball is the game. And when you get in the gym day after day after day after day, it seems repetitive, and sometimes it's tough to keep focused. But I keep mentioning a great group of girls I have, and I don't think we've got a big issue with that.
Yeah, the strangest thing, Coach, when I look at the schedule is when the first region home game comes on January 19th, that'll be the next home game. That's over a month away before you guys play another home game. It's almost insane when you look at traditional schedules.
Yeah, it is. You know, we lost my first four games scheduled at home, purposely done that last year. And then you look at my preseason all through the end of November. Well, I guess that was canceled, but through December and the first half of January, we've only got two home games.
Well, very difficult task. But Coach, 2-2 so far this year. And as you alluded to, you're happy with the progress you've seen up to this point.
Yes, sir.
Well, Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on. It's always a pleasure to talk girls basketball. Thank you again for the time, and I know we'll catch up again real soon.
Okay, thank you, Jordan.
Coach Lynn Tuttle again of the Emory Lady Spartans taking out the time to join us. We're going to break for just a moment. We'll come back. We'll talk fantasy football. It is Thursday night. Don't forget, Raiders-Chargers coming up. Live coverage at 6 p.m. right here on KOAL. We're back in just a moment.